Did you expect it all to stop at the wave of your hand? Like the sun's just gonna drop if it's not you demand. Well, in the dark we're just air, so the halves might dissolve. Once we're gone, who's gonna care if we were ever here at all? Well, summer's gonna come, it's gonna cloud our eyes again. No need to focus when there's nothing that's worth seeing. So we trade liquor for blood in an attempt to tip the scales. I think you lost what you loved in that mess of details. They seem so important at the time. Now you can't even recall any names, faces, or lines. It's more the feeling of it all. Well, winter's gonna end, I'm gonna clean these veins again. So close to dying that I finally can start living. Alright.
This is Radio KX, and we're here with Connor Oberst of the band Bright Eyes. How are you doing, Connor?
Fine. Thanks. Just a little wet.
Oh, it's still coming down out there.
Yeah, I sort of had to run from the car.
Well, we are glad you made it. Now, your new album, Fevers and Mirrors, tell us a little bit about the title. I notice there is a good deal of repeated imagery in the lyrics. Fevers, mirrors, scales, clocks. Could you discuss some of this?
Sure. Let's see, the fever is...
First, let me say that this is a brilliant record, man. We're all really into it here at the station. We get lots of calls. It's really good stuff.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
So, talk a little bit about some of the symbolism.
The fever?
Sure.
Well, the fever is basically whatever ails you or oppresses you. It could be anything. In my case, it's my neurosis, my depression. But I don't want to be limited to that. It's certainly different for different people. It's whatever keeps you up at night.
I see.
And the mirror is like, as you might have guessed, self-examination or reflection or whatever form. This could be vanity or self-loathing. I know I'm guilty of both.
That's interesting. How about the scale?
The scales essentially our attempt to solve our problems quantitatively through logic or rationalization. In my opinion, it's often fruitless, but not always. And the clocks and calendars and such, it's just time, our little measurements. It's like, it's always chasing after us.
It is. How about this Arianette? How does she fit into all this?
I prefer not to talk about it. Okay, she's listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize she was a real person.
She's not, but I made her up.
Oh, so she's not real.
Just as real as you or I.
I don't think I understand.
Either do I, but after I grow up, I will. I mean, a lot of things are really unclear for me right now.
That's interesting. Now, you mentioned your depression.
No, I didn't.
You're from Nebraska, right?
Yeah, sure.
Now, let me know if I'm getting too personal, but there seems to be a pretty dark past back there somewhere. What was it like for you growing up?
Dark? Not really. Actually, I had a great childhood. My parents were wonderful. I went to a Catholic school. They had money, so it was all easy. I basically had everything I wanted.
Really? So some of the references, like babies in bathtubs, are not biographical?
Well, I did have a brother who died in a bathtub. Drowned. Actually, I have 5 brothers that died that way. No, I'm serious. My mother drowned one every year for 5 consecutive years. They're all named Patrick, so they all got one song. It's kind of like walking out a door to discover it's a window.
But your music is certainly very personal.
Of course, I put a lot of myself into what I do, but it's like being an author. You have to free yourself to use symbolism and allegory to reach your goal. And a part of that is compassion, empathy for other people and their situations. Some of what I sing about comes from other people's experiences as well as my own. It shouldn't matter. The message is intended to be universal.
I see what you mean.
Can you make that sound stop, please?
Yes. And your goal?
I don't know. Create feelings, I guess. A song. It never ends up the way you planned it, though.
That's funny you would say that. Do you think that...
Do you ever hear things that aren't really there?
I'm sorry, what?
Never mind. How long have you worked at this station?
Oh, just a few minutes. Now, you mentioned empathy for others. Would you say that that is what motivates you to make the music that you make?
No, not really. It's more a need for sympathy. I want people to feel sorry for me. I like the feel of the burn of the audience's eyes on me when I'm whispering all my darkest secrets into the microphone. When I was a kid, I used to carry this safety pin around with me everywhere I went in my pocket, and when people weren't paying enough attention to me, I'd dig it into my arm until I started crying. Everyone would stop what they were doing and ask me what was the matter. I guess I kind of bet.
Really? You're telling me you're doing all this for attention?
No, I hate it when people look at me. I get nauseous. In fact, I could care less what people think about me. Do you feel that?
No, I'm feeling sick.
I really just want to be warm yellow light that pours all over everyone I love.
So, you're gonna play something for us now. Is this a new song?
Yeah, but I haven't written it yet. It's one I've been meaning to write, called A Song to Pass the Time.
Oh, that's a nice title.
You should write your own scripts.
Yeah, I know.
I kept singing today. It's late. Yeah. I think if I don't do it on this time, I'm going to.